we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to November, Brevard County. Thank you for listening to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. We want to thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio broadcast. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I've had the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God for almost 25 years now. And we want to welcome you. This begins our fifth year of broadcast ministry here on the radio program. We've been talking about that week. It's 4 years already completed. And so this begins broadcast season number 5. Thank you for tuning in and your continued support. And the listeners of this program just continue to amaze me from people saying that they recognize my voice in grocery stores to listeners who were part of our Ukraine outreach who several years ago and literally brought up van loads of supplies to our church. It was an hour trip each way that individual made. That was amazing. To those who support financially, we say thank you. Whether that is support coming from inside the church or just making a donation. But we just want to say thank you to those who helped out with the hurricane relief. That's something that we are greatly appreciative of as well. And just a real privilege to spend a half hour a day with you as we discuss the Word of God and how it applies to our lives in a very real fashion. So we also want to say thank you today to Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538, big-time supporters of the radio program, and we are truly grateful for their efforts. If you need any work, the weather here, as far as I'm concerned, the weather over the past several days has just been beautiful. The forecast looks like it's going to be absolutely marvelous as far as I'm concerned, but I know that thermally I am different than many other people. I like it on the cool side, and right about now you might be struggling wanting to turn on the heat. I know that there are a lot of people that like it warmer than I do, and so if you've turned on your heater and found out that it wasn't working, you might want to give the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric a phone call, 321-632-9538, and have them come out, take a look at your unit, make sure it is ready for the brutal Florida winters that we have here. That's a joke. We are truly grateful. My electric bill throws up both hands and shouts hallelujah whenever this time of season rolls around, because my electric bill drops wonderfully, wonderfully. And so 321-632-9538. If they can be of service to you. If you don't need them now, write their number down. You may need their services in the future. And we are going to resume our studies today on the fruit of the Spirit, which is patience and long-suffering. And so if you will turn in your scriptures today, we're going to be in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Yesterday I was at the church, and I try and build relationships with the various people in the neighborhood, you know, who work at other establishments. And there's a lady who works right down the street, and they park in our parking lot during the week. And she is a New England Patriots fan. There's another one that's a Seattle Seahawks fan, and I have always been a Green Bay Packers fan. I haven't watched the NFL for quite some time now, But at this point in time, all three of those teams were in the playoffs. This goes back probably 4 years or 3 or 4 years. And the playoffs were coming, and I'm not sure if Seattle and Green Bay were playing that week or not. And I said, look, if Green Bay loses, there's not going to be any other football teams represented in our parking lot. And so that began this little banter back and forth. And New England happened to win the Super Bowl that year. It was a great day of celebration for this particular lady. And so she put a sticker on my church door, and not realizing that I was still inside the building. And so I had seen her walking up the door. So I came down and opened the door, and she said, oh no, I've been caught. And she had this sticker. Well, I took that sticker, and it was not too long after that Deflategate was in the news. And so I bought her a can of Fix-A-Flat and put that New England Patriots sticker on there, and said, it's a special gift to all New England Patriot fans, you know, just to make sure that things stay properly inflated. Well, yesterday I had a conversation with her as she was walking into work, and she said, we rarely see one another because they come in and go different entrances to the building, different parking spots and things like that. And so we rarely see one another. And she said, wow, your ears must have been burning because I was so thankful on Saturday. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, remember that can of Fix-A-Flat that you gave to me? And I said, yes. Yeah. She said, well, I've had that in my trunk ever since you gave it to me. And Saturday I had a flat tire, and I was wondering what I was going to be able to do. And all of a sudden I remembered that can of Fix-A-Flat was back there, and I was able to air up my tire until I could get it down to the tire store to get the repair done. And I'm telling you that story today to let you know that the preparations that we make today, the things that we do today, we might even think it just has one intent, but it may actually have a greater part in God's design for someone's life than what you will ever realize. Let's get to the word in Colossians chapter 1. We're going to begin reading in verse number 9. It says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of his sins. So it says here in verse number 11 that we are, that it was Paul's desire, that one of the things that he was praying for the people of Colossae was that they would be strengthened with all might according to God's glorious power. So I want to ask you this: whose strength do you operate in, your strength or God's strength? Because God wants us to be strengthened according to his glorious power. My power has limitations. As I was in my office yesterday, after the radio broadcast, there was a loud pop, and all of a sudden the power in the building went off. It came back on. So I have a feeling there was an animal that touched something that it wasn't supposed to, and a transformer reacted in a bad manner. But there's limitations to the power grid. Ask Puerto Rico, you know, as it's going to take them months and months and months to get the island restored to full power. You and I, we have limitations. But God when he strengthens us, he does not strengthen us according to even just the need that we have at that time, but he strengthens us according to his glorious power and with all might. You do realize that the God inside of you who lives in you, he is the creator of the entire universe. No mountain that you face is too big for him. So evaluate everything that you encounter, every giant, every mountain, every depression, every economic crisis, evaluate that through the lens of the goodness and the greatness of your God. Because it will really, really help you when it comes to the premise of saying, God, what do you have for me today as far as this goes? I don't want to be drained. I don't want to be operating in my strength. It is not by my might, not by my power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. That's out of Zechariah. So it goes on here, and it says that not only would he pray for us that we would be strengthened with all might according to God's glorious power, but it would be for the purpose of for all patience and long suffering with joy. Now, those words there, patience and long suffering, we tend to lump them together, but this is that same thing, that first word patience there is the patient, the continuing patient endurance with joy. That's what it's talking about. The second long suffering, or the second word is long suffering, and that particular word means for it to be forbearance. And I looked up the definition in my Greek lexicon, and it said, I'm not going to probably pronounce this right, but it's long animity, something along those lines. And when I looked that up, it said that comes from a Latin root that means to be long in soul with someone. So in other words, when we are patient with somebody, we are not short-tempered with them, we are not short-fused with them, but we tap into that forbearing mindset that enables us to say, we are going to be long suffering with you. We are going to be forbearing with you. We are going to allow the Spirit of God to operate in this situation. So when you and I are operating from a position of God's strength working through us, the patience and the long suffering that we get to express towards other people is something that we can do with joy. If we know that God is strengthening us for this task, it can be a joyous occasion. I have long said, and I really do mean it, as I believe there needs to be greater joy in the kingdom of God. There are too many miserable saints roaming around. There are too many unhappy Christians when we realize that our sins have been forgiven, our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We've got the King of all glory living inside of us, who is preparing a place in eternity that where he is, there we may be with him also. When we think of the hope and the future that we have, and that we're prisoners of hope, not prisoners of wrath, there ought to be a lot more joy in our lives than what there is. And when we also take into the fact that God is strengthening and preparing and working in us for the task, we ought to be able to express patience, and instead of tapping into, well, that person just got on my last nerve, that we ought to be able to say, you know what? I may have come to the end of myself, but I haven't come to the end of God's patience with somebody. And believe me, when I tell you this, I am in no stretch of the imagination a perfect example of a person who works with patience and long-suffering with joy. I still fall short on many occasions. But I will tell you this, I'm not as bad as I used to be. I'm not as bad as I used to be. And when it comes to the kingdom, when it comes to my divine assignment by God, I've had people tell me that they are really taken aback by the patient endurance that God has enabled us to have at Merit Assembly of God. We are thankful for his blessings. We are thankful for what God has done. But I have the mindset that I have been divinely placed by my commander in chief. And as a result of that, I don't fix my eyes on problems or greener pastures or anything like that. I fix my eyes on what God has set me in responsibility over, and I work hard, I work patiently, I deal with people with forbearance and try and get my flesh out of the equation. If we can work on that, then we will realize that we're going to have a lot less foot and mouth conditions where we open up our mouth and insert our foot. If we will realize that we're tapping into God's strength and God's patience, it will help us a great, great deal in dealing with other people. So whenever I see two words that are related and they are mentioned in the same passage of scripture there, I believe that God is saying, now listen up, pay attention to this, because you are going to find that patience is not just your personality. It is God working in you to focus on your strength or on God's strength rather than that other person's sins. Focusing on God's Spirit to produce that patience and long-suffering in us rather than focusing on our impatience or our lack of joy. So do yourself a favor. Put a smile on your face today and see if that doesn't help your demeanor. I've said this before. When I was in retail, they taught us to answer the phone with a smile on our face. And I always thought that was the weirdest thing because You can't see a person on the other end of the phone. But if you think about, okay, I've got a smile on my face and I just put a smile on my face here as I'm talking into the camera, it kind of has a way of altering the words that you speak and the manner in which you speak them. So let's move on over to 1 Thessalonians if we can. We're going to talk about one of the passages there, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. This would be right after the salutation that Paul gives to the church in Thessalonica. Let's look at verse number 2. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sakes. So, Paul said, when I think of the church there in Thessalonica, it causes me to give thanks to God for everybody there. It causes me to pray for you, and it causes me to continually remember various aspects about those individuals. And it says the first thing that it causes me to remember is your work of faith. Your work of faith. We tend to identify people according to what they do or according to what they don't do. And so one of my goals has been to stay off of the news for all of the wrong reasons. I want to I want to conduct myself in such a way that I am a good representative, not a bad representative of the Lord, of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. That's not just everything that you are equipped to do, that you are comfortable doing. That's not faith, that's ability. God wants you and I to work according to our faith. And so that means that I'm going to be stretched a little bit. I'm going to have to tap into, okay, God, if you don't show up in this process, I'm not going to be able to accomplish that. And so I want to ask you to go beyond your comfort zone and listen to God and say, God, what would you have me to do in this situation? And it also talks about your labor of love. So you and those words work and labor there, I'm not going to focus on them, but they're two different words in the Greek. They're similar, they're related, but it talks about this labor of love. So you should love what you do. You should absolutely love what you do. Someone contacted me last week and said, you know, what is, it wasn't just me. They were asking several other people because of their church's pastor appreciation thing that was coming up. And they said, what do you do that you absolutely love? And I said, preaching the word and loving people. Those are the two favorite aspects that I have of what I do. I preach the word and I love people. And if you don't love your job, if you don't love what you do, it's going to come through as something that you don't love. And when you don't love something, you tend to start disrespecting it. And pretty soon it's going to have a greater and greater distance than apart. There are too many people who are not working by faith. They're working by their own ability. So they don't have to tap into heaven's resources. I remember some time ago when someone was saying, well, churches should operate by a budget. And I said, well, how does a church operate by a budget when, you know, you don't know who's going to be there? People say, is so-and-so going to be at church today? And I said, ask me after church and I will tell you whether they're going to be here or not. Because that's how I know. But I began to realize that if we would stretch our faith, and so we've been operating by a budget now for several years. And what we did is we stretched it, and God has caused us to be able to grow. When we started this radio program, there weren't the resources for it, but God has faithfully provided year after year after year. And so he says, I remember without ceasing your work of faith and your labor of love. So those are two characteristics. And the patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God. So I want to ask you, that word hope is a confident expectation. It's a confident expectation. What is it that you have patience in God for because of the confident expectation that you have in God's ability to fulfill the promise that he made? A lot of us have confident expectation that we're going to spend an eternity with him in heaven. Thank God. Praise God. I'm so looking forward to heaven. It's going to be so much better than life here on earth. There's nothing here that is going to be more beautiful than what God has prepared for us there. There's no more pain, no more suffering, no more temptation, no more sin, no more failure, no more lying, no more politics. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none of that sort of stuff. There's no Eastern mindset versus Western mindset. There's no racism. There's no prejudice. There's no bias. There's no confusion. There is no chaos. Tell me if you can stop me anytime. The most important thing is that Jesus is there. It's a holy place, and everybody is there for the same purpose, and that is to worship and praise and celebrate the goodness of our God. That's heaven. But I want to ask you one more thing, and that is, what do you have a confident expectation of here on earth, because it will not only keep you on path because of your confident expectation that you have that what God's going to do in eternity, but God wants you to have a confident expectation of what he wants to do in you, through you, and for you here on this earth. And so I've been around long enough to know that this life and this world is filled with disappointments. And one of the strategies that people employ so that they do not deal with disappointments is they create a mindset where there is no expectation. Because if they don't expect anything, then they can't be disappointed when it doesn't come to pass. God is not looking for you and I to live in that sort of cocoon. He is looking for us to operate in such a manner that we will have a confident expectation on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, that he is going to be on the throne, that he is going to give us the words to speak. He is going to give us the divine strategies that he has for us. He's going to empower us. He's going to give us the patience and the long suffering that we need so that we represent him well. He is going to order our steps and direct us in the paths of righteousness so we come across the people that God wants us to impact. You see, I'm of the mindset that if God orders my steps and direct my path, there have been times when things took turns that weren't convenient and they didn't make any sense until I got down the road and I saw that there was a purpose in it that I had not taken into consideration before. Today, I dare you to believe God. I dare you to believe his word once again, that he did not just save you to save you. He redeemed you by the power of his blood so that he could equip you for works of righteousness. I pray today that you, like the church in Thessalonica, will be inspiration for people who do not live in this community, that when they think of you, they think of your work of faith, they think of your labor of love, and they think of the patience of hope that you have in your Lord Jesus Christ and in the sight of our God and Father. Father, be blessed today through these saints. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."